Today we are reminded that God cares for you even when you can't care for yourself. So let's head to the book of Exodus and meet a small baby boy. So one of the early heroes of the Bible is Moses, but he didn't start out in a palace with cool clothes or popularity with all these people around him. In fact, Moses was born into a really scary time. God's people in the book of Exodus were slaves in Egypt. The king, a person they called the Pharaoh, was so afraid of them that he made a really terrible law. Every baby that was born was supposed to be killed. But Moses' mom looked at him, saw that he was a fine child, and she hid him. For 3 months, she kept him safe and quiet. I think about those precious moments, the mom cuddled up with the baby boy in her arms, his soft breath and maybe a little snore as he sleeps. Eventually, she couldn't hide him anymore because, you know, babies can get a little loud and they can start to cry. So Moses' mom did something really brave and honestly, something kind of heartbreaking. So Moses' mom got a papyrus basket. She coated it with tar so that it would float and she gently placed Moses inside. She then set the basket in the Nile River, tucked away, hidden in the grass. Can you imagine this moment, not knowing what the future holds, but trusting God anyways? Now here is where something really cool happens. Moses' big sister Miriam stayed near the basket and she watched. Pharaoh's daughter comes down to the river. She sees the basket. She slowly opens it up and there's Moses. But instead of turning away, Pharaoh's daughter cared. Miriam, who was watching this whole scene unfold, stepped in and asked the Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" Pharaoh's daughter said, "Yes." And guess who Miriam brings back? Moses' own mom. How cool is this? So get this, the baby that was supposed to be killed was rescued, protected in the Pharaoh's house by his daughter, and even raised by his own mother. That's a clear example of God at work. Later in Exodus 2 verse 10, Pharaoh's daughter gives the boy the name Moses, which means drawn out, because Pharaoh's daughter drew him out of the water. When Moses couldn't save himself, he was drawn out into safety and into life. And that's exactly what God is doing right now in your life. God draws us out of fear. God draws us out of danger. God draws us close to Him, even when we don't understand what's going on. There will be moments this week, maybe even today, at school, at home, with your brothers or sisters that just don't make sense. Remember to trust God when you don't have control. Remember, God sees you when you think you are hidden. And remember that God can draw you out too. So live your life today in a way that brings glory to God each minute, each hour, each moment of every day.